You motherfucker.
What up, what's happening, everybody? My name is Charles Blades, and this is the Current Gaming Podcast. I am joined today by... What's your nickname? Fuck, Switch Daddy. Drew Scheffler, how's it going, buddy? The magnanimous Aaron Weeks. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
She's so cool she doesn't get a nickname, Cheyenne Clark.
I don't think that makes me very cool.
And the person I know whose two greatest assets have been his mental stability and being, like, really smart, David Morgan. How's it going?
That's great. I saw a really good tweet today. It's like, my stripper name is, what is it? Very, very stable genius.
Very stable genius, yeah.
I like that.
Whatever. We had a good show for you this week. We're going to be talking about all kinds of fun stuff, from the army to Burnout Paradise. But first, I guess we're starting with the army story. Never mind. David, you put the story in here. Why don't you?
I like this story. Yeah, this is mine. So, this is kind of a quickie. It's just something silly. I mean, it's not silly. It's kind of, you know, important. But Homeland Security made a game about school shooting. Essentially, it's like a simulation game for teachers and service members and like SWAT first responders and stuff to simulate a school shooter scenario. And it looks like something that like The Onion would post, because it's like
terrifying.
You literally just have an assault rifle and you go in and try to kill as many students as you can. And then the teacher, like if you're playing as the teacher, you're like line up against the wall and then like you barricade the door. It's like fucking Rainbow Six Siege, but in a school.
Jesus,
it's like
Christ.
Fucking insane.
Is it a Vive exclusive?
No, I don't know if it's VR enabled. I thought it was interesting though, because this is, I mean, you don't see games being used in this kind of, I mean, you have a lot of like virtual reality training, like pilots, I guess, do those cockpit simulations and things.
I went to driving school after I got a ticket, and they made me do a driving game.
Yeah, there's a bunch of VR driving with like the four screens all around you, which are cool, but like this seems like it could be really great. But also you have to think, like, if this got into the public domain, like a school shooter could just use it to figure out how to like combat all of the little defenses. Like if this got out, you know, and somebody was like, how am I going to get kill count possible? They would just play it until they figured out all the little tricks that the teachers use. So that's
it doesn't get approved on Greenlight, you know?
I don't know that makes that much of a difference though to a school shooter, because someone who wants to do their research can just like go online and look up like the procedures that teachers follow in those situations.
Yeah, you got to think there's really nothing like doing it in a virtual setting too,
there's
though.
Nothing like doing it.
Yeah, that was kind of a bad
like
phrasing.
Doing it.
Bad phrasing.
That's what I've always said.
Well, I don't know.
I'm curious as to when this is going to get a battle royale mode, really. So, like, I got fucking jokes for days on this.
It has classes, and it has stats and classes. Like, it could make if it wasn't so terrible, it might make a fun game.
So
I'm like watching the video.
Weird,
like,
and morbid.
They're like choosing characters and stuff.
Fucking
oh, and they use like actual recordings of like dispatch calls and like people screaming and shit. It's fucking
Jesus.
Horrific to listen to.
I don't understand
to.
Why they couldn't hire like a real fucking team. It looks like a fucking Greenlight game. I don't understand.
Yeah, it looks like a like early access open world survival game.
Alright, well, yeah.
But, so that was, I thought that was interesting.
It's extremely weird.
They're playing mouse and keyboard, so at least they got the Twitch kids.
Oh.
The game. Yeah, she didn't have the gamer mouse, dude. This is something else, man. All right, this next story we have here is another fun story. It's about the World Health Organization trying to list two gaming-related health disorders. This comes from IGN. The World Health Organization, or WHO, will be listing two gaming disorders. called specifically gaming disorder and hazardous gaming. They're trying to add them to the International Compendium of Diseases, which is being updated for the first time since 1992. And basically, they go on to say, basically, gaming disorder is like, basically, they would call it like, colloquially, we would say like addictive gaming kind of thing. And then hazardous gaming is like these like crazy marathon sessions people go on where they like kill each other. Or they kill each other, they kill themselves.
Kill each other.
Drew, which one of us would you diagnose with gaming disorder out of us four? Five?
Four or five? Gaming disorder?
Not me.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Honestly, I would diagnose myself.
I would probably say
you
also.
If anyone has hazardous gaming, it's either Aaron or David for playing WoW. That's like the biggest fucking thing right there.
Checks out.
It's fair.
Gaming disorder. I probably have it. I don't fucking know.
You don't got it. Yeah, David, I'm diagnosed myself. You're self-diagnosed gaming disorder.
Like, I don't like put it above everything else to the point where like I forget to like feed the cat and like kill animals.
I don't think any of us have either of these.
But it's I don't know. It's weird. Is it because? Do you think that it separates itself from other forms of entertainment because games are so immersive and like you can really get lost in them, and like a movie or show maybe where you can kind of take breaks and there's like segments where you're kind of in a lull. Like there's no like TV watching disorder or like book reading disorder. Couch potato. That's not like a diagnosable. Why do you think it's games? Where do you draw the line between?
I don't know, man.
I definitely think games have an addicting aspect to them, especially like, you know, now where there's like actual gambling basically in games, like that can become really addictive. And like
let me just top that
not
off
just like me. Spending like a lot of your time playing games, but also like spending all of your money.
You're making a great point, Cheyenne. You're talking great. I love everything.
You're talking great.
Do you have a fidget spinner, David?
Jesus fucking
idea.
I got it for my niece.
Actually, I got it for Christmas from his niece.
Gave it to me. She's like six.
No, she gave it to me. And I was like, fuck this.
He brought up the fidget spinner. I was like, what the fuck?
I had the same face, dude.
Bring it back. But yeah,
anyway.
Addictive in other ways. That, like,
yeah,
there's no loot boxes when you're watching The Good Place on NBC Thursday.
And like, you can be spending a lot of money on games if you become addicted to them. Like, not only on, like, you know, cosmetics and things like that, but just buying lots of games. Yep. Like I can see how it's like a big addiction.
Aaron, how do you feel about gaming disorder? Are you not all gamers? Is that your stance, Aaron?
Not all gamers. I feel like I understand why it's easier to make gaming a thing as far as an actual disorder than like books or movies, just because they're more like tactile and rewarding, or like immediately rewarding, than like a book or a movie. Because like when you're playing through like an action game or something, you get all these crazy numbers popping up on the screen that are like, you're doing a great job, keep it up. Or there's like, the more you progress, the more you unlock, the more you see, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't. People that get all like in a tizzy about this are kind of dumb, I think. Like, they're like, it's like the mainstream not understanding games. It's like, all right, calm down. Like, there are some like. You can't at one point be like hardcore into games and then also like not understand that there is like maybe a hazardous side that comes along with that if you play games too much, or if you're doing like these marathon sessions where like Twitch streamers have died and stuff like that. Basically.
Yeah.
My question is, when can I collect disability on this?
Well, in Trump's America, I don't think. This next story we have here is about a rumor that's basically confirmed, I would say. And it's about Burnout Paradise HD Remaster coming out. Basically, a site in Japan leaked a bunch of stuff, and it seems to indicate that a Burnout Paradise Remaster is coming out on March 16th. One would expect this to come out on PS4, Xbox One, PC, maybe Switch. I don't know. I don't know how hard they'll get into it. How excited are you for this, Drew? I know you're really hyped for this.
Yeah, that's one of the best racing games I've ever played.
All right.
Period. Like, hell fucking yeah.
I told you that shit yesterday. I said, like, I want all of us to get it.
That's what I'm saying.
All of us to fucking play it.
No excuses.
And we're gonna, if we play it on PlayStation, we're gonna platinum this game.
Tear shit up. It is gonna be so fucking fun.
And I hope it's not just maybe we raise the resolution a little bit. I want it to be like a full fucking remaster that they've just been secretly working on.
So it sounds like it's gonna be a little more than just an HD because they've already done that with the Steam release, I think.
But honestly, it had an HD. Still looks good. I played it like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It still looks good. It's never looked.
Judah, we played it with Aaron on PC like a couple years ago, right? I had it originally for Xbox.
What is the online component like? Are you all in the shared world, or
it's like there's like the world is like a lobby, and the people just pop in and pop out, and you can be like, okay, meet me by the airfield, and let's go do some sweet jumps, or let's go do a race here. It's very fluid. It's like probably the best online racing experience I've had. It's so fucking like we all have to get it. Like it would be so fun if we all had the game and we all picked like I like the muscle cars, and like there's like a speed, you know, class, and then there's like a well-rounded class, and
stunt class.
It's just so fun. It's so fun.
Cool.
And the music's
I'm on
great.
Board. Aaron, are you excited for it at all, Cheyenne?
I'm not into like racing car games really at all. If it's like cheap, I'll pick it up maybe, or if it goes on sale. But like, I'm not gonna rush to pick it up day one.
Yeah, what if I said to you, this is unlike any racing game you've ever played.
Aaron, you've played it, right? We played it together.
Yeah, it was. Wasn't it like free or something? Or didn't you buy it for me or some shit like that?
$3 or it was like super cheap.
I got it for like next to nothing. If I paid anything at all, is the only reason I played it.
So yeah, good.
I'm the same boat as you, Aaron. I'm not like
I'll buy it for you.
All right.
Come on, Drew. I'm glad I got a co-worker.
Top Gear every day. I don't need to be playing these fucking racing games. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even like Horizon 3. Like for all the Forza games, like Horizon, people are like, oh, it's like our. You don't have to be like a gearhead, but even that game has like name brand cars and like tuning and all that bullshit. Burnout is literally just pick a car. There's fucking boost. There's like insane drifting and ramps, boost. And you crash each other. And
it's, I will like, say that like it's the most fun I've ever had with a racing game, but still didn't really grab me.
It's not at all like an intensive like what's your you know transmission tune like it's nothing like that, and you're just trying to ram each other off the road. It's so fun. I love it.
All right, I'll look into it. I'm not like super hyped for it.
Yeah, I mean, when David gets it, I'll get to play it. Yeah, so that's fine. I wouldn't pay for it myself.
I'm unironically playing with this fidget spinner now. This
is cool. It's great, right? They're great.
They're kind of cool.
This next story is about IGN and them having some more fallout from the whole Harvey Weinstein Me Too movement kind of stuff. Apparently, their editor in chief, Steve Butts, was fired after some workplace misconduct stuff was going on. Apparently, this all happened. We talked about this. When did we talk about this? I feel like it was in like November or October.
Yeah, it
was. Like
that.
It was a few months ago.
When all this stuff was like a lot, I don't want to say bigger, but like a lot more. Like every single day, something was happening.
Alien.
Where somebody, an employee who had already left was accused of sexual assault. Misconduct, you know what I'm saying, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then this guy apparently was let go. A lot of people were talking about how he didn't handle that. He was the editor-in-chief of IGN at the time, and he I guess didn't handle the whole situation properly. But yeah, I don't know, like he's gone now. His name is Steve Butts, and they call him Mr. Butts.
Why do they always have names Butts. Like that?
Butts.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
He just can't help it. It's in his blood. Just needs butts.
Butts in his blood, dude.
It's not a good joke.
Glad he's finally gone, I guess. It said that he just stopped going to work after a while. Like,
yeah, I guess in December. It says in this article, I could have just read the article, but I didn't want to. It's kind of long. But, I mean, it's not long. You know what I'm saying. He stopped coming throughout November and December, like after he was kind of called out by some staff after the whole first thing was happening. They apparently described it as the elephant in the room with the whole IGN staff. But yeah, I don't know. Somebody talk.
Look at Peter. He's so cute.
Oh.
Pete, what do you think about Steve Butts?
So this wasn't the guy who was like responsible for the sexual misconduct. He was like the boss who just handled it really, really poorly.
Maybe he had. Yeah. I don't.
Maybe he. Maybe he did too. Honestly, I.
Someone accused.
Buzz. I think that's something we should clarify. Like, it's not something to just be like, oh yeah, I might have done it. Maybe not.
I mean, I just.
It's
saying
a, you did or you didn't.
There's no way to make yourself look guilty as you're accused of harassment and then you just stop coming into work. You're just like, oh fuck.
Well, I mean, I think it has more to do with the fact that the entire upper echelon of IGN handled it terribly. Like PR weren't taking it seriously, yeah. And then he obviously wasn't taking.
He was also accused by someone else. So
I didn't really think that much about
it. Both he both mishandled other people's accusations, and he was accused himself. Yeah, so
it's good for him to step down and kind of let someone more kind of probably that would take that stuff more seriously step in. So
yeah.
That's a step in the right direction for sure.
Yeah, he hasn't tweeted since then, something like that. That's a big telltale sign when you know somebody like when this stuff's happening.
They just
fucking disappear off the map. That's like you just gotta be like, oh, something's happening right now.
Somebody else did that recently.
Gay to deflect,
or they say they're gay to deflect.
Oh my God.
I just can't help it.
Buddy, can you not?
Interesting stuff.
Well, this is the cat episode.
It is the cat episode. He loves my lap.
Cat episode. This last story we have here is about the top-selling PSN games for 2017. I'm just going to go read up the list. Number 10 was Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands. Number 9, Madden NFL 18. Number 8, Minecraft. Number 7, Rocket League. Number 6, NBA 2K18. Number 5, Grand Theft Auto 5. Number 4, Horizon Zero Dawn. Number 3, Friday the 13th, the game. Number 2, Destiny 2. Number 1, Call of Duty World War 2. You said interesting, Cheyenne. I'm assuming you're talking about
Friday the 13th. Yeah. At number 3, I didn't know so many people
got a fan base, I guess.
Even got that game. So
it's never. I would have totally bought it if it was $20.
The game has Greg Miller, who is like the world's greatest shill for that game. Like, he even made me think it might be fun, and I fucking thought it was the dumbest game.
It looks cool, but like I don't want to like appear like the streams and stuff I've watched for it recently. Like they fixed a lot of the like bugs and stuff like that were originally like going on with it, and it seemed like a cool like asymmetrical multiplayer game. I don't know. Multiplayer, like, yeah. I don't know.
It's just there was like too many of them at once, and it was hard to tell which ones were worth playing.
What it reminds me of really is like fucking like Ark of Survival Evolved or something like that.
Oh no, that game's terrible.
I read Kotaku, IGN, GameSpot, all the big gaming sites like every day. I go on Polygon, and no one is talking about Friday the 13th.
Right.
But it's fucking huge.
That's why it's so surprising. I guess for me,
like we're. These games have a following. There are people Twitch streaming these games that have fans and stuff. It's
weird. I guess that's true.
Black sheep.
It's just not something that I am like a part of the community for. So I was so surprised the same it was number way. 3.
Especially now that they got that update.
Yeah, yeah.
People love that game now.
Ghost Recon's gonna be the same way.
Yeah, Ghost Recon is another one you don't hear that much about. Same thing with I didn't know it's not on this list, but fucking Christ. The other Ubisoft game, For Honor.
Ubisoft are so good at releasing a bad game and then fixing it. Yeah. It's like, how do they do it? They did it with Siege, The Division, I guess For Honor they kind of fucked up. But and then you got Wildlands.
There's still a decent amount of people play For Honor. Yeah, but Siege was so bad. I bought it when it first came out. It was like terrible. And
they are like the Dark Horse publisher. It is insane. Like, I've never. That's so backwards to how you would expect.
In the EU charts, the only notable like FIFA's on there, obviously a bigger deal in the UK. Crash Bandicoot made it number 5. Which is the big thing for them. But yeah, those are the biggest selling games. Any surprises that any other surprises anybody got on there? Anybody else shocked by anything?
No.
All right. Cool. Moving on. We got some quick hits for you. Civilization 6 is getting an expansion. Paladins is getting a Battlegrounds mode. I know we're all excited to play that, right?
I'm really excited.
Let's first copy Overwatch, and when that doesn't go over well, let's copy Battle Royales.
Hi-Rez is pretty good about...
Remind me what the name of that mode is. What is the name of that game?
It's literally
called Battlegrounds.
Paladins Battlegrounds. Yeah. PBG.
Fuck them for ruining Tribes. I will never forgive them. Fuck Hi-Rez. Tribes of Sin was so good.
That game was never that good.
It was so good. You wouldn't understand. You didn't even play it when it was in like a beta. That was when it was awesome.
Yeah, sure. Rocket League hits 40 million players. This is another story. PUBG talked about how they're going to... Bluehole or PUBG Corp or whatever they're called now. Talked about how they want to hit every platform. But they can't because PSN doesn't let early access games on there, but it totally does. It's real dumb.
Wait, yeah.
They said something along the lines of like PSN has some harsh rules, and meanwhile, Life of Black Tiger is fucking
Shooting
up and the literally every time I open Fortnite, it has big yellow like it's early access.
It's like just say that you have an exclusive deal with Microsoft.
This is Microsoft saying, "Hey, lie, please cover
it's
our ass."
It's just so fucking dumb.
Hold out hope for Nintendo Switch though.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Awful.
It would make sense when the game runs, but yeah, interesting.
Not at all.
Naughty Dog senior director Sean Eskag or whatever, I don't know how to pronounce it, left Naughty Dog to go work at Crystal Dynamics, probably on the Avengers games, one would assume. And Cheyenne, you have 1 minute starting now. Mercy's getting nerfed again.
Just why the fuck did they change any of her shit? Like, just go back to regular Mercy. You've completely fucked her up. I don't even play Overwatch at this point. I'm just so tired of it's completely different now.
That's what I said was going to happen. I said that when they keep changing the meta, people... Exactly what's happening. Especially the esports players.
Change it back to normal. Give me my huge res. It's fine. Everything was fine.
Like, pro players are like, oh, I spent 3 weeks learning this character and all of its tricks, and then, oh, the meta's different, and then they suck now, and I have to relearn it. It's just like, you get tired of that.
Yeah,
it's exhausting, so...
I think they should nickname her Murphy.
Why?
Murph and Nurse.
Nerfy.
What about Nerfy?
Nerfy.
No, her name is Murphy. Nerfy. It's Mercy and Nerf, and then the E.
Yes. All right. Okay.
Oh, I see.
Shushy pissy. The topic of the show we're gonna be talking about next week. Everybody in the world that is like a good source on rumors and stuff like that is talking about how there's gonna be a Nintendo Direct next week. It is going to happen. A lot of people have been saying that it's going to be a big Nintendo Direct. Like
on the 11th?
On the 11th, yes. So I wanted to talk about... So it hasn't been announced, so this could be like a fucking bum topic right now. But what do we think is going to happen with the Nintendo Direct? I guess I'll start. Who wants to go first?
Animal Crossing.
What do we think? Please. Do we all think Animal Crossing is going to be there?
Probably not.
No?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. That's just what I want. Just
not so close to Pocket Camp.
I'll tell you what's going to be there, CJ, since I have an in with Nintendo.
Yeah, you rang up Mr. Shigeru Miyamoto yourself and said, Reggie. Hey, and Reggie Fils-Aimé. Mm-hmm. And you said...
Close to both of them.
Yeah, and you said who's going to be there?
There will be more on Metroid Prime 4.
Are we going to get anything, not besides the logo?
We will get gameplay of 4.
Gameplay and a release date that they're not going to hit this year. I swear, like, they did so well year one that they're trying to... match it for year two.
Yeah, they have to
push
it. Besides
Yoshi and Kirby, which we'll see more on them, I bet. Yeah. They're supposed to be out this year.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta have at least... I mean, Bayonetta 3 is, like, not quite as big, but that's still a pretty big game for them. Mm-hmm. They have to have at least probably, like, two more to match Mario Odyssey and Legend of Zelda. Like, cause
there was, like, a tweet, I think, from, like, Wario64 or whatever, where it was, like, something in Europe where they said, look forward to these games in 2018, and Metroid Prime 4 was one of them.
That was a translation. They said it was a Nintendo rep in Norway that said that.
Oh,
but it
Norway,
ended up being a distributor who wouldn't know that to begin with. And
so
also,
you're just talking out his ass, basically.
I think the translation was just a little... I had that in here originally in the docket, and then it came out that it was probably bogus. So.
Gotcha. And then there was the placeholder things on Amazon, but I think they've taken those down since then.
They've taken them down, but like that's a red herring.
There's 20
on
something.
On Amazon, there's like 13, I think, like placeholder. Okay. Like Nintendo Switch Game 1, Nintendo Switch Game 2.
And there was collector's editions for them.
Collector's, yeah. So some of them were $60, some of them were $90 or something.
Nice.
Which kind of makes you think that...
That's
got to
be a bigger
title.
Like
a bigger title.
If it's going to be a collector's edition, yeah.
Well, then there was that leaked thing for the possible firmware 5.0.
Yeah, that's the other thing I want to talk about. So Aaron, what do you think they're going to do in terms of, are we going to get like cloud saves or anything like that? Are they going to talk about that in here? Are we finally going to understand what's going on with the online service?
Hopefully more about the online service, hopefully more streaming services, and then hopefully honestly a rework of like just the base dashboard so that it's like more customizable, maybe more themes. Make it more like user friendly instead of just a fucking like bar of shit across your screen. Folders, I think, would be the biggest step towards that, especially if they do release more apps like streaming apps and stuff, because you want to be able to like differentiate those from your games instead of just having a gigantic list of everything that's installed on your Switch.
Yeah, you don't want to have to slide down all past all your Switch games to get to Hulu to watch The Good Place. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you only got to slide down 8, and then you get like 8 or 9, and then you get
the big like fucking big grid thing.
Honestly, I'd be okay if it was just the big grid thing the whole time.
Yeah, David, how do you feel? Are we gonna see Pokemon?
We are going to see Virtual Console.
Pokemon.
I'd shit myself if they'd say something about Virtual Console this year.
Virtual Console and Smash. Those are my predictions.
They have to do something with Smash at this point.
Like a new Smash or Smash for...
Like a new Smash.
Smash 5.
With 50% less Fire Emblem characters.
Yeah.
And Travis Touchdown confirmed. Oof. He will be in the next Smash. It is.
You think they'll talk about the No More Heroes game?
That would be fucking sick. I forgot about that.
The two things I'm most excited for, I think there will be a Pokemon announcement. Like, I think it will be announced that it's coming out in fall.
Why do they keep doing this?
You mean we're for sure getting it in 2018?
Yes. Yeah. I think that will happen.
I was going to say, we already know there's a Pokemon game coming out.
Yeah, but I think it's going to come out, like, they're going to be like, it's fucking Red and Blue 2, or it won't be that probably, but like it'll be they'll announce like whatever the like color scheme is.
I thought it was supposed to be like a new RPG. Like, didn't they say they were making it was like a full blown Pokemon RPG?
Yeah, and I think it'll like something's gonna happen where a Pokemon game is coming out in the fall. I'm sure of that.
The full fledged like the console Pokemon RPGs, they aren't called Colors, as you
say. So all right, like, the Gale console one, you're right about that, but this is now like replacing the handheld one, so I think we'll get a handheld style one, but maybe better graphics or something like that.
You ever played Pokemon XD Gale Darkness?
I have not.
You played Pokemon,
I played Pokemon Snap. Is that an RPG?
Considered.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah.
Dude, that game's great, though.
I think Pokemon Snap happen, too. And I think
I'd be about it.
There will be no virtual console, and everybody will be like, what the fuck's going on? And
then, I don't get my hopes up for things like that anymore. I just get my hopes up for things that we know are coming, but we just don't know when.
My buddy?
You know?
Also, wouldn't be surprised if Bayonetta 3 is coming out this year.
I think it will.
I think that would be reasonable to expect, especially
Nintendo's very good. You were saying it'll get delayed, Metroid Prime 4.
Yeah, I think they'll try and put it out this year, but I don't think it'll.
Nintendo's been, like, more than anyone else, is, like, really good about hitting dates and, like, not doing the whole like fucking 4 year like tail for a game announcement.
Pushing nothing back and back.
Yeah, they're very good at that kind of stuff. Also, excited to see what's going on with Project Octopath Traveler.
Yeah, that didn't.
I want to know what's going on with that game. Yeah, but we'll know more next week. I'm sure there'll be a bunch of announcements. If this thing even happens, that's so funny. Yeah. Know it's gonna happen, like, for sure.
I don't understand why they gotta be so secretive about it. Like, yeah, just, like, tell us 2 weeks ahead of time. Just be like,
this is happening.
Here's the direct.
I would have to assume they're planning some, like, at least a few, like, big fucking, like, mind-blowing announcements, just because, like Drew was saying, they have to keep up their momentum from 2017, maybe even, like, exceed it, would be, because they just released some, like, absurd goal. They want to sell, like, what was it, like, 10 million units or something this year. So, like, I'm willing to bet that they're trying to do something fucking crazy at this next direct.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised about that. Usually we hear about the directs a few days before. Well, we can hear about them a few days before, but then also, like, they usually tell you what's going to be in the direct.
Yeah.
Like, it's this kind of direct, so it'll be interesting to see what that is. But we can move on to what we've been playing for the week. Aaron, I know you finished Nier Automata. How's that been going?
I did. It's actually, like, incredible. Like, easily in my top 10, close to my top 5, like, favorite games of all time. Like, I fucking love that game. I just finished all of the, like, core endings, like, A through E or whatever. Super good. I kind of wish there was more. I think my favorite part about it is that it felt like I finished the first main ending, and that felt like a full game on its own. And then you play the second time through as like 9S or whatever for the second ending. That feels like its own game. I mean, it's starting to get a little repetitive at that point. And then when you're done with that, it still felt like a solid ending to the game. There's even more. It's like having fucking your base game release with like the season pass all packed into one fucking game. It's like, it felt like there was so much content in that game. Like, there was always something to be doing. The side quests were all interesting. Like, most of them had some kind of interesting piece of narrative or something to reveal about the story of the world, something like that. There was always something interesting going on. I was never bored.
That's cool. So having played it, I don't know.
You regret make giving us not putting it in the Game of the Year episode.
Yeah, it would have been higher than Persona for sure on my list.
Damn.
Yeah. See, Nier, I did get bored during the second playthrough. I was like,
the second playthrough was the worst one in my opinion, but I still loved it.
The third one's my favorite.
It was good. It was a good game in my opinion.
Good game.
Which the first, second, third, fourth, fifth playthrough
near. See, I wouldn't even consider them playthroughs. Like, it didn't even feel like I was restarting. The only one that felt like a straight up just like hard restart of the game was 9S. And that one was, in my opinion, the worst one, but it was still good. Yeah. The rest of them just felt like I was still playing the same game, just getting more story.
Did you do the thing at the very end? The thing, the big thing that the game asks you to do?
I don't think you did.
I have
your save.
I didn't delete my save, but I did do that.
Pussy.
Why? No, I want to get the other endings. Like, what the fuck?
I deleted my save because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to play this again.
I did. See, I don't want to play another 40 hours to get back to where I already was.
I got the platinum. I'm good.
Yeah.
Did you figure out how to buy those trophies yet, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, it tells you, like, when you beat the game.
Are you going to buy them and get the platinum?
I'm going to buy the ones I don't feel like getting, yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Which is, like, the like stupid collecting ones, like upgrade all your weapons.
Catch all the fish.
Yeah, I'm not doing that for sure.
Cheyenne, you've been playing another extension of a game from last year, Horizon Zero Dawn. You finished the Frozen Wilds DLC.
Yeah, I've finished everything. I got the platinum. I almost have every single trophy for the DLC and New Game Plus and all of that.
Yeah, you find some more of them fucking ceramic bowls out there.
Yeah, no, I got all of those. I got all the figures and all of that shit. I just have to finish the game on New Game Plus, which probably won't happen, let's be honest. But yeah, it was really good. The DLC just kind of felt like an extension of the game. It didn't feel like, you know, sometimes DLC just feels like a kind of separate thing that they tack on, but it just felt completely seamless, like I was just getting more quests from the game. I really liked the story in it, and the characters were really good. I fucking love that game. It's just great. Oh, I like the new monsters, the new machines were cool.
I plan on beating that hopefully this
weekend. Oh yeah, you should.
There's a lot. I have so many things I want to play though. And they're all like open-ended.
So, yeah, I think I'm doing Deus Ex next.
What else you been playing?
Oh, yeah, that's free.
Fortnite!
Cuck Squad! Rise up!
Cuck Squad.
Dude, we're fucking... Dude, no. Fortnite is fucking awesome.
It's
I'm coming around on it.
It's fucking so good.
I put it in there, man.
I played solo before the podcast, and I ended 6th out of 95 people. So, yeah, nice. Felt pretty good.
Maybe if I buy the cosmetics.
Play the solo, like, if we're not on, play the solo, and then, you know, you come in, and then you'll lead us with kills. You
get good.
That's right. I did have 2 kills that round, so it's feeling pretty good.
We got a turkey sandwich last night at, like, 1:30 before Cheyenne made it all. We played a few games. We were having fun. Drew slept through it all.
I slept too. I had to work at 1:00.
It was late. Yeah.
I understand. That game's so much fun. The Shushy Pissy is awesome.
What are you fucking saying?
Now you're on it though.
Everybody's saying Shushy Pissy.
It sounds like you're saying pussy, and it's like weird as fuck.
No,
Shushy Pussy.
We're not calling it
Silence Pistol.
Yeah.
And like before we were calling the silenced like SMG a shushy. But we need to come up with a name for the silenced pistol, so we called it the shushy pissy, man.
Yeah. I came up with that and Steve was like, no, that's terrible. And then he said it like he hasn't seen
it. Ridiculous.
But game's really fun. That's the reason I like it more than PUBG, I think. Is because not only is it like a game that I can actually play, but also it's a game that like is PUBG is like they added a new map, which is awesome. They added vaulting, which is cool.
Awesome.
But like they're not adding like interesting guns to the game, or they're not adding because Fortnite is more like they can do experimental things where the boogie bomb is fucking broken as fuck.
It is.
But like like that's something like PUBG's not adding the fucking grenade that's gonna make your opponents dance, you know what I'm saying?
Or the fucking grenade launcher that goes,
yeah, like they're not
fucking snowball shit.
They're not adding, like, they can't do all that stuff, and like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's fun. I like that it's also like shorter games usually too, and it's a little bit less stressful, I think. Yeah.
It reminds me of TF2 in the way it plays. It's like competitive, but still kind of goofy and fun. Like, yeah, I don't feel stressed out when I'm playing it.
Yeah. Right.
Until you get into that final two, you know what I'm saying? It's closing in. You feel real stressed. I'm excited for more. I like the battle royale genre so much. I want more. You guys were all shit talking Paladins.
Gonna get more.
Like that. I'm not playing Paladins. Right? That has nothing to do with the fact that it's a battle royale game. That just has the fact to do with talent.
No, I'll tell you why. Because I already the ultimate battleground, you know, battle royale game is already out. It's Fortnite.
It's real fun. So, I'm interested to see how that progresses this year. I'm sure it'll be a hot story. Drew, what have you been playing?
Fortnite.
I've been playing ukulele here and there.
Oh yeah, how's that going? You like it? You hate it as much as everybody else?
No, I think that it's selling decently well on Switch, as do most games though, because it's on the Switch, right?
Yeah. That seems like a game that should go.
All the people's complaints I read a couple complaints like when it first came out, they're like, oh, there's no, you know, it's the speech bubbles and blah blah blah. Like they're literally just trying to make, you know, how Banjo-Kazooie and all that shit was. So that doesn't bother me. I'm confused as fuck as to what I'm supposed to do, like, in this world, but...
The voices are very creepy to me. And everybody's just like, nah, nah, nah.
It's
real weird. I don't like it at all.
Doesn't sound good.
The snake and everything talked to me, pulled out his telephone.
Yeah, the snake, yeah, it's, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, report back on us how you like that. I played it's a puzzle game, not Goragoa. It's this really cool puzzle game it's on everything basically.
It's on Steam?
It's on Switch.
Yeah, it's on Steam, Switch, and it's not on Xbox and PS4, so it's not on everything. And Steam, Switch, I played it on iOS, where I think it's probably best.
Yeah.
Play on iPad?
No, I played on my phone. I got a new iPhone 10, it's real big, a nice big screen, you know what I'm saying? Cuck Squad? But fucking it's a really interesting puzzle game in the way it works. There's a shoddy narrative, I would say, that goes along with it. It's not like bad, it's just like it's very like
so explain like a puzzle. Like how what's the standard
like, so
puzzle?
Alright, so there's basically it's like a four square board, like kind of thing. And like there'll be a puzzle.
Math squares?
Huh? Yeah,
like remember math squares?
A Punnett square? Is that what you're talking about?
Like the workbook, like there's four squares of different math problems.
Oh, lattice?
No,
it's like
what?
He's not gonna get it, but I know.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. All right.
No.
Well, there's four squares, and we know what four squares look like. They're
yeah.
Like the game,
the game four square where you throw a cherry bomb down and they have to go running.
Or like the app.
Yeah, the app. Okay. Like, so it looks like Stitcher, and basically there's like in one square there'll be a door, and then you can pick that up and the door frame, everything but the door will move, so like the frame and all that, pick that up, put it in a different square, and then that reveals a scene in the previous square, which then you can like zoom in on, which will create like something else, you can pick that up, and you have to mix and match these like kind of things, and like it's a little convoluted at times to where you don't know what you gotta do, but like it's like simple enough to where you should be able to figure all of it out, I would say. I never looked up a guide or anything for it. Like I felt like
watching a trailer. This game looks beautiful.
It's really pretty. I played on iOS, like which is not like the most like technically proficient machine.
I think it looked good on there though.
It's really good. Annapurna Interactive are the people that publish it. They've been publishing a bunch of awesome games. They published Edith Finch last year. They're publishing what's that game called?
I thought they were doing that one game too with the cyberpunk pixel art lighting.
It's not The Last Night. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that. It's the one that was like before that. The Xbox
guitar. And the
the guitar and one. Like the yeah.
Oh yeah, this Ashen game looks fucking cool. Yeah it was Ashen like Dark Souls. Really cool.
Okay, so they are related to the Annapurna.
Yeah, they're the same company. There's one of the Interactive I think does games, and the other one does.
Yeah, and Pictures does film. Awesome.
Yeah. The game's really cool. I highly, it's like $3 or $5 on Android or on iPhone.
It's
you can get it on Switch too. So like if you don't want to do it, but I think it honestly like works really well on iPhone. That's what I've been playing. David, what about you? You finish
this off. Okay. I'm only gonna talk about one of these games because I've talked about the other ones. So I've been playing this game called Battle Rate. And at surface level, it sounds like the most generic piece of shit ever. I actually looked it up because I was looking through some reviews on Metacritic or whatever. I saw it on there. It had really good reviews on PC. And I was like, oh, what is this? I haven't heard of this. Looked at it, saw that it was like kind of MOBA gameplay. And I was like, fuck this. And I backed out. I was like, all right, hang on. There's got to be something else or else that wouldn't have good reviews. So I looked at it again. And what it essentially is in a MOBA, the game takes anywhere from 20 to 50 minutes, and it's long, and you have to level your character and get gear. There's lanes, and it can get pretty complicated. In Battle Rite, what it is essentially a arena with some walls. It's very small. There's 2v2 and 3v3, and it's just combat, and that's it. You pick a loadout of like what skills you want to upgrade and how on like a card that you build before the battle, and you just pick it at the start, whatever loadout you want, and you're in. And there's ultimates and there's energy abilities. It's really simple. It has really good visual clarity on like what's going to hit where and how all of the heroes work. It's very intuitive, and it's super balanced too. There's no like, hey, who are you going to pick? I'm going to pick this person to accompany you. It's pick your hero and you're in like on your own, and you can't see what everyone else is picking, and it still works because of how skill-based it is. Like, one of any hero can outskill any other hero, and there's no inherent advantage to one or the other. Now, there is, like, support and melee and ranged, but they all have kits that allow them to be, like, self-sufficient enough to stand on their own. And it's, like, I've been playing it a lot. It's super fun. I dropped a little money on it. It's free to play. It came out in November. It was in early access for a long time. It has a really thriving player base right now. I think it has about 10,000 concurrent players, usually anywhere around there. Yeah, it's just super fun, and I never thought I would like a game like this. Like, I hate MOBAs, like, with a passion, because I suck at them. But this game is so straightforward that, you know, you can carry your team if you're good enough. And that's, you know, it's great. So I would recommend it to anybody who likes that kind of combat, that kind of game flow. Yeah, but that's Battle Right. A lot of fun.
Any new happenings of WoW, Aaron and David?
I haven't been on in a couple weeks. Really, the biggest thing is getting ready for like the pre-patch for the next expansion.
The classes have unlock requirements, Aaron.
I know. You just have to do a quest line.
Well, no, for like the Void Elves, you have to get exalted with Army of the Light, or sorry, Argusian Reach.
Like, that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Did they just now announce that or something?
I think it's in like the pre-patch beta notes right now. They might change it, but
some data mining shit. They found that there's like rep required. That's fucking bullshit, and I just won't do it if that's the case.
So it's actually not. You should do the. Have you done the Argus campaign?
Yeah, but I hate rep grinding. Like, you never get enough rep to be exalted or whatever you need to be to unlock things just by doing quest lines. You always have to do some grindy bullshit.
Yeah, but
I'll never do.
I've been getting a lot of gear from them. Like, the whole Argus like endgame kind of loop gives you a lot of really good gear, so I'm already to revered with both of those factions just by playing those.
I did literally enough to finish the quest line where you'd see that thing with Illyria at the end. I stopped.
Did you turn in your Veiled Argonite for gear?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I've been raiding with my guild. We got stuck on like the third to last boss in Ansurus last night. We just, our DPS just isn't there, but they're really nice, which is not something I'm used to, so they won't call people out. Yeah, I was like I've been playing for 3 weeks since my hiatus. I'm top heels in the guild. I'm 931, and I just joined this guild like a month ago.
You're tied with one.
And I was, I'm tied with like the shaman, but we were by far like carrying heels. And so I'm like, hey man, like I messaged an officer who I'm cool with, and I'm like, we need to kind of trim the fat. And he's like, I know, we don't call people out here, we're trying to be really friendly. And I'm like, I really respect that, but also
see, that's how it started when me and you were raiding, and that's why I ended up quitting, because it started out as like, let's be friendly and just have fun, and then people started being fucking elitist, like, you gotta be this good or you gotta get out.
I wasn't trying to be elitist, but like, literally we could not kill the bot. Like, we were hitting the rage timer, and half our DPS was pulling like what is considered like.
See, that's when you form another group of people that like really want to get the shit done and recruit people that are good enough to do it instead of just being cunts to the people that aren't good enough to do it.
Well, the thing is, now I've got a lockout.
I'm not calling you out. I'm saying like that's what happens in WoW culture.
I'm not trying to like push heroic though. This is just normal answer. This isn't anything like that is unreasonable to expect from a normal casual player, in my opinion.
It is kind of crazy that you're hitting enrages on like the normal mode. I see that on heroic, but
yeah, I'm not trying to push heroic. I'm not even trying to push like we did a plus 14 mythic and it was awesome. But I don't usually do really hard content. This is just literally half our DPS was like actually just bad by any standard. This isn't just, oh, you're not pulling huge numbers. This is just like you're not pulling your weight at all. So I don't know. I wasn't trying to be an asshole. I was like, hey, I understand we'll gear them and stuff, but if we want to clear this, we need to kind of rearrange.
Because
people were getting frustrated, and I just wanted to like, I was like, here's my 2 cents. I don't want everybody to get mad that we're wiping.
Did everybody know the fights and stuff? Like, have they done LFR?
I mean, people were dying to like mechanics because they.
So they didn't know the fights even, probably.
Not really. No, but that wasn't even the biggest problem. The biggest problem was just that the damage wasn't enough to clear this one really hard fight. But we've one shot everything up until there, so. You know, it's been going well up until Coven is the boss. I hope we down it. If not, you know, I'll just go in next week and get my gear, whatever, 8 bosses.
I'm just going to tank through, what's it fucking called, the next expansion, Battle for Azeroth. That'd and then cool. Not have to worry about numbers at all.
Yeah, do it, dude. I mean,
why don't tanks have to worry about numbers?
They just hold threat. And
yeah. I mean, you do to a degree, but not anywhere near what DPS or healing has to.
Are you going
to
tank on your Death Knight?
If I'm going to tank, I'm going to play my Demon Hunter. If I DPS, I'll play my Death Knight. If I heal, I'm going to play my Druid. It just depends on what. Sweet. I decide to do.
Paladin probably is going to be for
a side show
of just them talking about WoW. Yeah. Really good, dude.
And, okay. And all of our WoW fan base would just.
We'll split the community.
The like 0.25 people.
Create another show on the channel where we just sit and talk about WoW for an hour once a week.
The powwow. We did everything we did. It's kind of short. I just want to talk about. You guys have any upcoming games you want to talk about, David? You're not allowed to talk about
Monster Hunter World.
I'm talking about Monster Hunter.
Why?
You want to play it?
I'm actually really excited for that too.
If you say one thing about, we know you like it. All right, I like it.
You're
too.
Playing like the sixth beta, dude. Like I don't get it.
Monster Hunter World. Beta. Monster Hunter World.
Like you're like buying fucking Wheaties boxes to get beta codes, dude. Like calm the fuck down,
dude. Dude, the fucking Nier Gigante is in the new beta. What is that?
I don't.
It's an elder dragon.
Racist? What you
I really did.
It does sound. It does sound vaguely racist.
Why did you just say elder dragon? I wouldn't know what you meant.
It's called Nier Gigante. And it's got big spikies all over it. It's in the Wildspire Wastes, and it's
got a
much
beard.
Harder. It's much harder than everything else we fought, and you also only have 15 minutes, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
15 minutes? I don't think so, honey.
I really want to do that with our group. But the game is going to be incredible. I won't talk about it anymore. Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yeah, that game looks cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really excited for that as well. It's FighterZ. The same day. It's FighterZ, I think.
Are we just talking about January or it's
fine. January, February, March kind of area.
Kingdom what else is coming out?
Ni no Kuni 2.
Deliverance. What is that, Drew? Alright, cool.
No, actually, you guys want to make predictions on how many Persona cosplays we see at this con we're about to go to?
A lot.
Oh yeah, the con.
It's going to be all Persona near fucking, what's another big one?
Oh god damn it.
You want, how much you want
to
bet?
I've been watching a lot of anime, so I don't know what's like hot right now in anime.
My Hero Academia.
Yeah, I bet there's a ton of that.
Two of that.
Probably some Yuri on Ice.
I'm in season two.
I wish I had money. Cause I
what are you watching, Drew?
My Hero Academia.
You like it?
Yeah, fucking I like it. Good. When I'm done with that, David, I'm going to watch Hunter X Cross Hunter.
Yes!
Yes, you. I think you will like that. I appreciate you putting in the effort.
Yeah, then we compare the two, and then I'm gonna side.
All right, we're not talking about fucking anime. All right,
I'm gonna have another podcast.
I'm gonna start talking about The Good Place. You guys will shut the fuck up. Okay?
Another podcast.
I mean, you've been plugging that this whole episode.
I've been doing it subtle. You guys are having a full-on discussion about these fucking
Metal Gear Survive comes up.
Nerd shit. Do we care about Metal Gear Survive,
dude? What if that gets a battle royale mode?
I'm fucking want it to so bad. I would totally.
I think
play.
That
what
would
if that
be
game
awesome.
Ends up being great and Death Stranding sucks dick.
I think it's gonna be above an 80. I think people are gonna be. That it's good, but I think it'll end up.
I
want
to have a
well.
Dude. Imagine it had a battle royale mode, and like instead, and like you fucking when you kill somebody, their stuff doesn't drop. You have to like fault in them, and then they're
oh
my god, it would be so good. And you can fucking ride the horse around and shit like that.
That game, oh fuck, just take the game. Yeah, take the gameplay and just put it into something else.
So good,
it's great. I'm hyped because like. That game can't play like shit. Like, the gameplay is going to be good regardless.
Yeah, I'm really excited to jump into Owlboy. It comes out on Switch in, like, a month.
Oh, really?
I'm really hyped.
When does Hollow Knight come out on Switch?
It's Q1 right now. I bet we hear about that.
Fuck.
I bet that gets, like, a sizzle reel release date announcement kind of thing. At the,
that'd be good. Super hyped to play that again. I got my little tag for my plushie right here.
But, yeah, Owlboy is what I'm looking forward to.
Wargroove.
What's Wargroove? Okay, cool. No,
it's like a Fire Emblem game, but it's with the tanks and shit. They already got one on there called Tiny
Tanks
Metal.
And shit.
What
Tiny
about,
Metal.
What about War of Tanks?
War of Tanks. We can get Cody on an episode.
Not those kind of games.
Does he really play that game?
He plays
video games.
I see him on that. He's like
game.
He's either playing Metal Gear, The Witcher, or World of Tanks. Like
he's always
or,
playing that
or Galgun 2 or something.
The
like
anime
that.
Titty game, the Hazagura.
Sengen Senran Kagura.
Oh, stop.
Cody has a Switch?
No, on PSN.
No, he said something about World of Tanks, and like, no joke, Cody was playing it like 3 days ago.
Cody loves, like, he used to love Advanced
like,
Wars.
Tanks, dude, he's a big tank guy.
He plays Civ a lot too, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yep. Really into the strategy games.
Aaron, try any games you're super excited for coming out soon?
Metro Prime 4 if it comes out in 2018.
Like, I'm saying,
that's
like
in the foreseeable
out, like,
future.
In the February or something like that.
Oh.
Oh.
Bayonetta 1 and 2, even though I've already played them.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm excited for that.
Definitely.
Low key, like, Platinum is one of my favorite developers, like, up there with, like, as much as, like,
I
as annoying as it might.
But then, like, you get into, like, all their shitty games. Yeah.
I mean, that's, like, BioWare is one of my favorite developers, and they've done some fucked up shit.
Naughty Dog is one of my favorite developers. They don't have any bad games.
I mean, Naughty Dog's up there too, but like, I love most BioWare games. I don't want to say most. I love a lot of BioWare games. I don't think I've played a Platinum game I didn't like.
Did you ever play Neverwinter Nights?
No, I didn't.
Those are supposed to be great. I haven't played them. They're on Steam though.
They'll keep an eye out on Far Cry 5.
A Way Out looks cool. When does that come out? March?
Not until March, yeah.
Ooh. If that game flops, I'm gonna just.
Oh, fucking something. Detroit Become Human. I'm super excited for that. But I don't know when that's coming out.
Red Dead.
Red Dead. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Whatever that when Red Dead's going to be like a drop everything game.
This, Red Dead yeah. 2, David, you brought this up when we were playing Fortnite. Red Dead 2 having a Battle Royale.
Battle Royale.
That would be awesome.
Oh, it would be fun.
I think it'd be really good for it.
Yeah. It'd be.
That's one of the ones we talked about in the episode where we were talking about like what games would you want to see with a Battle Royale mode. Red Dead was like the one that we all agreed would be.
Yeah. I guess that's our show. I don't know. Not a lot going on. It's still early in the year, so not a lot of things happening. Not a lot of
What, Shane? Are you gonna say something?
Shane, you're foaming at you're chomping at the bit.
Never mind.
All I said is that's okay.
Oh, I thought you said okay, like we cut you off.
No.
I didn't I misunderstood.
Talk about what's his name? Fucking Logan Paul being a piece of shit.
Yeah, let's have the Logan Paul hour.
Is that our Logan Paul fucking? Son. Here's my hot take on Logan Paul. It's just a platform for all the other YouTubers to bitch and moan about YouTube. Like that is the whole fucking movie. It's not even about Logan Paul being a piece of shit because he is. It's all the other YouTubers being like, and YouTube. Is this? And I'm like, YouTube sucks.
I mean, I don't see why that's a bad thing. Like, there needed to be some kind of spark for them to like.
It seems like it downplays the fact that he should have done probably on his fucking.
He's a piece of shit. Yes.
I don't think anybody is downplaying what he did though at all.
It kind of puts that second fiddle to his problems.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But
it's a little disingenuous is the word.
I don't know if it's disingenuous. It is disingenuous when a bunch of fucking YouTubers who have all been Logan Paul fans or Jake Paul fans fucking just come out of the woodwork and like, man, this is too far, man. Fucking like Casey Neistat and shit. Shut the fuck up. You were sitting here big up in the Paul family for years, man. Suck a dick.
Dude.
I have a big beef with Casey Neistat. I don't like the way that motherfucker looks.
No. I don't know.
I don't like how any of them look.
I know the name, but I don't know who he is, really.
Coming at Casey Neistat.
No, you just done a bunch of research. Like, when I text you, I was like, you know who Logan Paul is? You're like, I haven't heard of him, but I don't. I was like, oh. I said,
I know who Logan Paul is.
You said you didn't know it.
I know. Dude, I was watching the fucking diss rap track.
Fine star, dude.
I've been watching fucking Rice Gum diss songs since June. Man, motherfucker, don't come to me.
Jake Paul tracks because Gucci Mane on it.
Yeah, he got Gucci Mane.
He did. Probably not anymore. Gucci supporting the Paul brothers, and now he's like, man, that's fucked up.
Yeah, fucked up. Yeah, no, don't be a fan of Logan Paul. I should have made that your fucking intro. But the Trump thing happened this morning, so like I wanted to say that. But I should have said David Morgan, low gang for life.
No.
Fucking hilarious.
No.
Fucking Maverick, dude.
So Aaron knows.
How did you put a GIF in here?
What?
I did that.
I don't know how you put a GIF in the Google Doc.
What is this from?
Just add an image.
What is this?
That's
what cartoon
from SpongeBob,
is this
from? My dude.
Oh, yeah, this is from the future episode.
Yeah, Squidward is in that big empty
best
space.
That
episode
Bubble
literally
Bowl.
Gave me an existential crisis
Bubble
as a
really
child.
Bubble Bowl's the only correct answer.
Anybody?
What?
What's the best episode of SpongeBob?
I don't know.
The fucking... This might be the Bubble Bowl, I don't know these titles. The musical one where he was singing, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's one.
That one.
Chocolate's my favorite.
That's a good one.
I like the joke where Squidward is claustrophobic and then Patrick goes, ho, ho, ho. I love that.
Also the one where, what the fuck, the Mr. Schmitty Van Jagerman Jensen, that one's good too.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
One.
What a name.
I think that's right.
Hey, that's another one of my favorites. But this has been the Current Gaming Podcast. We've been derailed at the end. We're trying to fill out time.
What?
Drew, where can everybody find you? I'm Charles Tuba on social media. You can find me there. Where can everybody find you?
At Trophy Pops.
At Trophy Pops.
Everything.
Cheyenne, what about you?
Poop Flowers.
Aaron.
Aaron M. Weeks.
Now, I've been missing you on Twitter, man. You gotta start tweeting again.
Yeah, I know.
We're doing it like once every 4 days.
I was trying to do like one a day, And that was like way too much for someone who doesn't use social media at all. So I was like, fuck this. So I dropped down to probably like 3 a week, and then that turned into none ever.
I've been getting back into Instagram and trying. I just really copy paste my Snapchat.
Yeah, I always forget Instagram exists.
I copy paste my Snapchats in there, but yeah.
See, like Instagram, I don't even get on Facebook anymore. Instagram and Twitter are both just like poop apps for me.
That's, but where are you gonna put Bayonetta when that comes out?
Huh?
When you poop?
How is that related?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Because the Nintendo Switch can be undocked and then used.
I can fucking pause that and set it down to pull out my phone.
What a fucking convoluted.
That was such a weird segue. Am I trying to play Bayonetta on my phone?
No, on your Switch. Right, David, where can everybody find you?
My guy Dave on Twitter.
Find you alone fucking playing Rainbow Six.
That's it. Oh, there it is. Yeah, on Steam playing games with.
All right. This has been the Current Game Podcast, and peace.